Welcome, everyone. Mike LaBelle here with you. I'm joined by Cole Ashbacker and Ben Anderson, and this is going to be fun. Now, I'm going to start by saying something that's quite funny. I'm with two of what I would call the younger guys that we have in the bronc riding. Where are you going, Ashbacker?
There we go. I got to get so that the sun wasn't giving me a shadow. Sorry.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, you need everyone to see those pearly whites that you thought you had cauliflower in a couple minutes ago. So.
Yeah, my fake teeth are giving me some issues.
Well, we'll start with you, Ben. How's things been going since this COVID started?
No, it's been good, Mike. I don't know. We just got lots of time to ride horses, and we've been doing a lot of work at the ranch here, and it's been good getting my life organized. So it's actually a nice little break, I think.
Now, are you at home up in Eckville?
Yeah. Just it'd be west or no, just east, northeast of Rocky.
Okay.
Yeah.
I know that some of the people around Eckville, like Shelley Deerland and others, they claim you as their own.
Yeah. No, they got a tight family, tight community around here, and it's been good. Yeah. Don't get to see many of them people right now, but you know how it is.
That's it. And Cole, you're hanging around downtown Arrowwood, Alberta.
Yeah, the huge metropolis of it.
It's good. Now, Cole, what have you been up to since COVID started?
We've been doing a little bit of ranching, got all our farming done, and seed in the ground here, and actually got some rain, which is pretty good. And then other than that, building a chicken coop for my mom, which just kept me busy for a little bit. And other than that, riding some horses, about it.
Good. Now, for you two guys, and I'll start with you, Ben, I would call that an extremely successful Canadian finals in 2019 that kind of set you guys up for some big things. And here we are. What do you make of something like that? Or how do you make the best of coming off of a big rodeo like that?
Yeah, I don't know, Mike. It was awesome. Sunday, I was pretty sad to see it all end. And the guy just wants to sit in Red Deer all freaking the rest of his life. But no, it was good. We just winter come. And then we kind of just ranch for a bit there. And we're feeding cows. And then I just got excited to go south again. So we headed to Houston and all that and had a good run down there. And then this struck. But yeah, coming off it, I was pumped. I was just ready to get back at her, and I was excited to do a rodeo again and get on some bucking horses.
Yeah. Now, how about you, Cole? I mean, you finished fifth in the average. Ben finished third. So both of you guys, I say in theory, would have qualified for this year's Calgary Stampede, which is kind of a big stage to be on. Is it a letdown? Or does it motivate you to say, okay, I can do this. We're going to do this again.
Yeah, it's disappointing. I mean, the Calgary Stampede's one of the biggest rodeos. I've been an hour from there growing up. I've dreamed of being there on that big stage for a long time. And it sucks that it's not going this year, but I know that they're working there, doing everything they can to be back better than ever come next 2021. And it's looking forward. My goal is to be there then.
Well, and we're going to keep it kind of on the big rodeo, or I say the bigger rodeos. If you guys were to say one rodeo that you go to, or one or two that are those rodeos that you've been to that you say, I got to come here every year, which ones would it be, Ben?
I'd say Houston, and honestly, San Antonio, Houston, Fort Worth were pretty freaking cool this year. I enjoyed being there, and even Denver was pretty cool. Yeah, I don't know. Them big shows are real cool, but I think like Falkland Stampede and Benalto Stampede, I think are one that I have to go to every year, just because that's a cool little rodeo and it's packed every year.
Well,
I know it's not the big show, but I think they were pretty cool too.
No, that's it. What, Cole, which rodeos would they be for you?
I love San Antonio. I got to go for the first time there this year. It's a blast. They treat you like royalty. It's pretty cool riding there. I had some pretty good luck down there at San Antonio. And up in Canada, I mean, Pinoca, you never want to miss Pinoca. But like Ben said, Falkland and Benalto for the smaller ones, they put on an awesome show. They they really do a good job producing their rodeos, and we have a lot of fun with them ones.
Well, and both of you guys got, I'm going to say, not on a roll early, but were consistent throughout the year. More you, Ben. I look to this weekend a year ago when we'd see Rod Hayes deal in Wildwood, Hand Hills, yeah. Leduc, Grand Prairie. I just went back and looked, just, you know, because I'm an announcer and we do homework, and you collected 4 checks this weekend last year.
Yeah, no, last year is, well, it's just been getting more consistent, Mike, and I mean, it's bronc riding, and then you think you've got it all figured, and then you go fall off 5 in a row, and you're like, I don't know what bronc riding is, but yeah, no, it's coming, and that's you know, it's these pauses when we get to go to Roddy's and get on some buck horses, and that's what brings consistency, is just finding your spot, so.
No, that's awesome, and it's funny. I'm just looking at the people that have joined us. Jake Finley's on. Kane Loof has joined us all the way from way on the other side of the world, which is pretty cool. But Cole, I'm going to ask you about, you know, just, is there one horse that you've seen in the past couple of years since you've been on the pro side of things? Is there one or two horses that you would say, that's the one I want to get on?
Well, there's two for sure I can think of. They stand out in my mind. And one, Ben knows pretty well. He had some luck with at the CFR there, Get Smart. I mean, he's been Horse of the World, Horse of the Canada. He bucks. And that's it. Like a little horse that has a lot of heart and just flat out bucks. And then the other one is Lunatic Party of Outlaws. And that horse, he was around when I was in the steer riding, and just looks like a lot of fun, and I've always wanted to get on those two.
No. And how about you, Ben? I mean, obviously 90 points, the final round at CFR on Get Smart, pretty cool experience, let's be honest.
Oh yeah, that was awesome. I just remember we were sitting at the buckle ceremony the night before, and I was talking to Dorth Dawson Hay, and I was sitting there, and I was like, Dorth, I got Get Smart. Like, what do you think? Because you got on Strathmore, and he said, then it's just another horse, just go spur him out like you do and you'll be all right. And that always stuck with me. I took that right to when I got on his back. So, I think one I'd really like to get another match like on San Antonio was that yesterday's delivery of Calgary's, and he freaking bucked me off right there and right at the end of the gate, I'm pretty sure. And yeah, I'd like to get on that one again.
Sure. Well, that's, you know what, it's cool to hear the stories, and it's funny, when I was at Jasper last year, I'm going to say a veteran bronc rider pulled in and he parked right beside where I was parking. We got to sit around for an hour or two in Dusty Hossauer. And I said, well, Dusty,
How's
the bronc riding look? And he says, you know what, Mike, there's probably a half dozen or 7 guys that are coming out of here in Canada. And he goes, they're making it hell on everyone. There's kind of a group of you guys that travel together, and, tell us what the trucker van loads look like, Cole, when you guys are going down the road.
Yeah, we've had anywhere from, well, most times it's 3, but we've had as many as 8 to 12 guys packed in the van that I drive at one point. it gets pretty stinky in there when you get that many, but traveling with guys like Colby Wanchuk, Dawson Dom, Logan and Dawson Hay, Chance Barris, Ben, you're gonna have to help me out with some of these guys. All them guys,
there's a number of them coming up.
You know,
there's a whole bunch of us young Canadians that are showing some promise, I think, and it's making bronc riding really tough and exciting to watch.
Well, yeah. it does, and you know, Ben, who are some of the guys that you like to travel with, and I guess some of the funny reasons why, you know, what makes life on the road fun.
Yeah, I don't know. Logs is probably one of my favorite, just because he's my cousin and we get along so good. And that's a guy I think I'll probably travel with to the end, hopefully. But and then, I don't know, I like to travel with Dorth a lot too, just because that guy's just, you know, he's just a character and hilarious to hang out with. And I like to travel with him a little more, and also a cousin of mine. So
yeah,
we kind of grew up together. And yeah, I don't know, for sure. And, you know, and it's just them. It's just them guys are good to be around. You know, there's no worries in the world around the road. There's no stress, and we're just living. And that's kind of the guys that are, you know, just good to be around.
Who?
And you're just going to leave me out of there, Ben? What the heck?
Yeah, Ashbackers sucks. I don't want to travel to Ashbackers. No, I'm kidding.
Who has the best vehicle to travel in?
Oh, that's, see, I'm pretty, I don't know, I'd say mine just because I love my 12 valve, but you know, it's probably not, it's caused us some issues in the past. You know, so I wouldn't say mine's the best, maybe, but.
At least you got the fuel gauge fixed for this year, this winter.
Yeah, exactly. That's a story in itself.
Who has the worst vehicle to travel in?
Definitely Logs or Ashbacker. I'd say.
I think it's pretty well about the same. No AC in my van doesn't have.
Ashbackers is pretty nice because we get to put PS4 in the back and it's not too bad. But Logs isn't much good though. The dash is all falling apart in the old whip. It's just...
out of all you guys, when you're all together, who does most of the driving?
Ashbacker is, I'll give him that. He is one driving sucker. Like, he'll get behind the wheel, put a good 10-hour shift in, and you know, it's nice for us because we just get to kick back and relax for a bit. I'm not into that driving much. So,
what do you say, Cole? Who's the best driver, I guess, besides yourself? Because you've got the kudos already from Ben.
The best driver?
Yeah.
Well, both Logan and Ben do their fair share. We've been pretty good as a group to keep it pretty even. Everybody kind of is pretty even. I don't know. Maybe Logan's a little more than Ben.
Yeah, I don't think I'm the best driver, but
I wouldn't say the best driver for Ben.
I'll put in a pretty good night shift, and that's all you can ask for, right?
Who's the worst or the laziest driver out of the crew?
Worst driver I've probably ever encountered is Dorth. Anybody who's over them can understand that. Not a driver, right? Yeah, that's Dorth, if anybody didn't know. And laziest driver, like one that guy that doesn't drive much is probably Leighton Green.
Who's the guy that just jumps in there for an hour and a half and then, you know, decides it's time to pull over and use the washroom or get something to drink and then he gets it?
That's Leighton. Leighton Green, like, you know, it's 3 hours and he's like, well, I don't know. I think I'm done, I think. So, oh, yeah, no, you put a good shift in, Leighton.
who would you say, or what would you say, I guess is a better question, which event would you do in rodeo if you weren't riding Bronx? This is a question people ask me all the time. Can they do anything else? And I'm going, well, do they want to? But here's, go to you, Cole. If you weren't riding Bronx, which other event would you do?
Well, I did, when I was younger, want to try bareback riding. I grew up getting told that if I rode bulls, I'd probably get shot by my mom. And so I kind of strayed away. I did get on one. That's it. But bareback riding, I wanted to try.
I'm well aware of the one you got on. Just looking for an all-around title.
I don't know if you can classify that as really a bull. It's more of a dog that just jumps in a circle. But
he had all the necessary characteristics of a bull, though. So
I guess that's true, isn't it?
How about you, Ben?
I'd have to say I'd probably. I don't know. I rode bulls in high school, and it's one that kind of you start craving after a while again, and I'd probably have to go bull riding.
But. Now, I had a couple people text in questions, and you know, whether he travels with you or competes against you, Lane Cust is quite an entertaining human being. And he told me to ask you what's about the nicknames? What's Cole's nickname?
Elroy.
Elroy.
Yeah, the big gangle's Elroy. And I wasn't there for when it actually came into play, but I know the story, and they're pretty sure they're sitting in, where were you, Cole?
At Colt Gordon's house.
Oh, yeah, Colt Gordon's house. And Elroy was eating almonds. And Colt's dad was sitting there. And what did he say? He's like, well, I don't know about much, Elroy, but Elroy, you're one almond-eating motherfucker, he says. And that's how that came into play.
Elroy. And what's Ben's nickname?
I don't really got it. I got Benji, and that's about it.
Ben did happen to, when he sent in his bio for Houston, they asked for nicknames and didn't realize that when they asked for that in a bio, that's what they're gonna call you.
Yeah.
So it was Benji Anderson, right up on the Jumbotron.
Benji Anderson for the entire Houston rodeo, and that kind of sucked. But
well, I guess we won't make that error again.
Yeah, no. Mogs didn't help me much there.
The next question I got asked is a little bit odd and a little bit, but I'm going to try and mold it into something you guys can work with.
Okay.
I got asked about your guys' love lives, but I'm gonna use this if I can.
Okay.
We've been self-quarantined. We've been doing our thing. If you could be self-quarantined with anyone, if we had to do this again, who would it be? Go ahead, Ben.
Who would it be if I had to be?
Pick anyone.
Well, nobody, I guess. I don't know. Probably definitely not Ash Backer, so that's good.
But, I hope not.
Because we'd probably get in a couple fights, but.
More than one.
Yeah. I don't got a girlfriend at the moment, so I can't pick somebody.
Like movie star, model, like no one?
Oh, we're straying out into the.
We are going down. The path is wide open.
The past wide, geez. Well, then I don't.
Wow, look at that. You got options now.
Now I got to think. You know, I was in love with Drew Barrymore, so I could deal with that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right, Ash Backer.
She may be older, but Jennifer Aniston, she always does something for me.
What is with you and Jake Vold? You and Jake Vold both want to be with Jennifer Aniston.
She's hot.
Yeah.
And she doesn't age.
She uses that good skin cream or whatever she does on TV. It's got to be working. It's got to be. So, but before we get to thanking some of the people that have helped you guys, I'd like to ask one more question. It's kind of cool. I ask people this because I seen Wayne Gretzky get asked this question. I thought, wow, that's a cool question. And it goes like this. Who would you like to have traveled with down the road? Anyone, any rodeo competitor, any person, whether they're young, old, they've passed on, anyone, who would you like to put like a good shift in with to just sit and BS down the road?
If I had to go first, I'd say probably Roddy Hay, just because there'd be a lot of stories there, and I'd sure like to. Not that I haven't heard a lot of them, but
you'd have to travel a long time.
I've also traveled with Roddy a bit, but with the boys and stuff. But to be his age and travel with them, I think you'd get a little more out of them. And yeah, I'd like to hear some more of them stories. But
definitely. How about you, Cole?
Well, I know a guy that I've got to hang out with a little bit. And I think he'd be pretty neat to hang out with when he was younger. It was Mel Hyland. He always seems to have a good time everywhere he goes. And I just think that that'd be quite the time for sure.
It's great to hear what people think. I thought for sure one of you guys that, you know, we'd come out with a Casey Tibbs or someone like that, you know, years ago, but.
Yeah,
it's always interesting. Now, Ben, I'll start with you. Lots of miles, lots of effort goes into rodeo. You don't do it by yourself. Who helps you out, whether it be sponsors, family members? Who would you like to thank if you could?
I always thank Roddy, and just because, you know, he got me going, and my first saddle was him. First Bronx I ever got on was Rockin' JR. So I'd always like to thank Rod, and of course my parents, dad, mom, and the Paulets. Though I got on my first steer at the Paulets. I don't know if you know Shane Paulett and Kelly Paulett, but they probably helped me out more than anybody. And yeah, I got on my first steers there. Broke my first horse with Shane, so he kind of put me in the cowboy position. I think I owe a lot to them for that. So,
well, he is pretty handy, and you know, I've got the opportunity to do a. Now it's a few rodeos he's roped at, and now with, you know, their son Strand moving up the ranks as well.
Yeah.
Hey, great people.
Yeah, no,
how
for
about,
sure.
How snow. About you, Cole?
Well, I always, my family, my mom and dad, they support me all the time. My brother has done, I've got some farmland that he basically does all for me. And he says he never complains, but I know he does a little bit, but I still owe him a lot. My whole family, yeah, they always help out. And then my uncle has sponsored me a little bit here and there, always with Ashbacker Angus. He every year he seems to keep me going down the road a little bit. And then a couple others, like Ben had mentioned, the Pollitt's helped him get started. Well, I got on a yearling bull when I was 8 years old, and Carl Barrett was the one that set it up, and it was absolutely perfect. And that kind of got me hooked on rodeo. So he's always helped me out through the years. So it's been pretty good.
So you've been on two bulls, actually.
He was basically a steer. I was two hands. He's basically halter broke. He doesn't count.
Yeah, fair enough.
Now, what do you guys do right now? We're starting to unravel from our social distancing a bit. You guys have any opportunities or been trying to get on any Bronx in the last little while, or what do you do with that?
Yeah, I went to Leighton Greens there and got on some practice Bronx the other day, and went to Jason Wheeler's and got on there, and hopefully Logan is thinking of putting one on here coming this week, a little practice time before we head south, so that should be good. And yeah, it's kind of what
we're, how about you, Cole?
Practicing.
Yeah, I went up to Ty Northcott's once, got on three or four, was really good. And then we actually last night bucked about 10 head of Bronx and 15 or 20 head of bulls right here at the home place. It was an awesome night and went pretty well. So that's about all I've been on. I've only been on seven or eight horses since the 12th of March. It would have been the 12th of March, which is probably the longest break I've had in 3 or 4 years.
No, definitely. Well, now, but before we wrap it up, some cool things. Obviously, I got to thank my sponsors, great people like Wrangler, along with Tractor Land, Dry Shod Boots, the great people at Bargeo Ranch, and, you know, Highwood Distillers. Kind of, I have a great working relationship with them. And there's a tip for you, Ben. Always have a distillery in your back pocket. It's a good idea. My friends at Highwood Distillers, they brew some of the greatest spirits ever. And I was talking to Michael from there, and he says, either one of these guys can name their favorite Highwood distilled spirit, we might be able to do something for them. So, I don't know. Do you know anything that's brewed by Highwood Distillers, Ben?
I couldn't tell you a damn one, Mike.
Ben knows, like, the regulars, you know, like Crown Royal. And
Yeah. I seen the Bronx beer. That looks pretty interesting. Intrigued me. I'd stray out on that one. That's your nice stack. You got one Highwood?
Yeah, their White Owl whiskeys. I've had it a couple times. I haven't got to have it a whole lot, but it tastes pretty good.
Well, Ashbacker's one up. Who would have thought he'd be the drinker of the crew?
I know.
Whatever.
I'm not a drinker, but
just smashing White Owl all the time, or what, bud? Jeez.
Hey, it's got alcohol, so it's almost like, you know, that's him taking care of rinsing his hands and his.
Well, exactly. It's sanitizing. Exactly.
That's all it is.
How's the dry shods, Mike? Yeah, tell me something about them.
Dry shods are some of the best boots you will find anywhere.
I might have to get myself a pair. My mucks, I wore it.
They're you wore them out.
Yeah, toast.
Go get some dry shots.
Might have to try these dry shots.
Dry shod boots. The sole is a little bit thicker, a little more resilient, and I think they breathe a little better.
Yeah, all there. All right.
You too, Cole, because I know you run around in the mud back behind the pens because, well, no one else likes to.
Yep.
Well, awesome, guys. I appreciate this. There's been a bunch of people watching, and we've had a ton of fun. And you know what? I thank you for doing this. And, hey, I can't wait to catch up down the road once we get rodeoing again.
Yeah, no kidding. That'd be awesome. Well, thanks. Yeah, thanks a lot, Mike. This is sweet. Appreciate it.
Cool. Awesome, guys. Take care. We'll catch up with you later on.
Sounds good.
Bye-bye.
Yep.